Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
What's trending?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Number one is the schedule release in the NFL tonight at 7:30 officially. But we've got some confirmed games. We've got some good, strong reporting on some and some leaks. So here, let's just go through what we know. Ravens at Chiefs, Bengals at Chiefs, week one, week two, a Thursday and a Sunday. We also know, according to Jordan Schultz, Chiefs at the 49ers. That's a Fox game. We also, according to Jordan Schultz, know Chiefs at the Bills, week 11, a CBS late afternoon game. According to Jordan Schultz, Chiefs at Steelers, week 17, that's the Christmas Day game on Netflix. And everybody's putting two and two together. If you play on Christmas, you play the Saturday before against one of the other Christmas Day opponents. So that would mean in week 16, the Texans are at the Chiefs on a Saturday. What does that leave? A couple other rumors. These are not confirmed by any means, but Bucks at Chiefs week 9, Broncos maybe at Chiefs week 10, and the Saints at the Chiefs week 5.
Those are other ones just floating around. By mm-hmm. that estimate, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, mm-hmm. 5, 6, mm-hmm. maybe 7 games left to figure out if all of
no
those
Chargers
are accurate
games
right now.
Yet. No Chargers games yet.
We'll keep an eye out on it if for some reason a proper leak comes out that gives the entire schedule out. Then we'll make sure we get it to you as well. Next time on What's Trending, the Royals. Winners late last night over on the West Coast. They were down 1-0. It was a pitcher's duel between Waka and Gilbert. A huge chunk of the time. Left Gilbert in a little too long. Nelson Velasquez coming through with the game-winning 3-run home run. Royals close it out between Schreiber and MacArthur to get the win. The rubber game today coming up at 3 o'clock. Pregame will start at 2 o'clock right here on 610 Sports Radio. If you missed it earlier, I made a song for Nelson Velasquez last night, by the way, so the home run counts.
Nah, I'm not so sure about that.
So the home run counts.
That's disputed.
That's under advisement from the other members of the show. We'll get it to you a little bit later on in the show.
Yeah, Drew and I are a little more skeptical about that.
The full credit.
But we will play the song, and we will talk it out again a little bit later on. Next up on What's Trending, I guess I didn't know the NFL was doing this. Hard Knocks has taken a dip, to say the least, anyway, the last couple years, but they're doing a NFL Hard Knocks offseason with the Giants. They've been recording this already or taping this since January. It's going to run January to July, and then it'll air during camp. The actual training camp Hard Knocks is still going to happen. We just don't know who it is. But when you add in that we have two Hard Knocks shows now, three actually, if you include the in-season one, and we already have the Netflix, what was quarterbacks, now receivers this year. I know we all love the NFL, but at some point, like, I don't need the Hard Knocks stuff anymore. I don't need it anymore.
I'll be honest. We've said this. The regular training camp Hard Knocks stinks. It's not interesting.
Well, you think this one's going to be
the
any better?
The in-season one is slightly... No, it's worse.
That's what I'm saying.
What is it? This is like the head coach version of the EA Madden game. Like, I just can't imagine being more bored. I will consume almost anything NFL, like every other American. And no. Pass. Not interested. I don't understand. They're just looking for some other way. They figure any viewers is better than zero viewers, but I just wouldn't do it. Next up on What's Trending, Jeff Fisher back in football news. He's officially been named the interim commissioner of the Arena Football League. That's right. Jeff Fisher, interim commissioner of the Arena Football League.
Yeah, that's because that league is it complete disaster and mess? Have you been, I won't say following, but there's been random stories I've just like seen come across. I haven't really dug too far into it, but basically there's been reports of players, coaches not getting paid by their teams. Four teams have already thrown in the towel on the season.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been an absolute mess. They had to just make up a team for one of the teams to actually play a game. And now, yes, Jeff Fisher is expected to take the reins, but that whole league is just a mess. Just a complete mess. Word is that in the Arena League, the champion is actually the first team to finish 7-7 or 9-7, and you'll actually be crowned champion.
It's a different
in honor
now.
Of Jeff Fisher.
You actually have to perfectly try to mask your schedule in a way that you can. So ideally, like win your first 9 and then just throw the next 7 games. But remember, other teams will also be trying to throw their games. It would make the league a lot more interesting. These guys are just trying to.
You have to balance it. When do we not try to win? When do we? Try
we don't
to
want
win?
Everybody to know when we're trying to get the 9 or the 7 wins, or when we're trying to get those losses. We got to be smart about it. Otherwise, we could get ourselves in a little bit of trouble.
That's what's trending here on Cody and Gold. Don't forget the Let's Play Sports Equipment Drive is going on, presented by Pinnacle Bank. Throughout this entire month, we're supporting the Urban Youth Academy. Looking for some of that new or even gently used softball, baseball equipment, any sports gear is really appreciated. And there's drop-off locations throughout Kansas City at participating Gates Barbecue locations. Full list of those up on 610sports.com. It's also where you can just make monetary donations. For some people, hey, it's just going to be a lot easier. You don't have some of that sports gear, but you want to help out the Urban Youth Academy. That's how you can do that. We're going to be out at the Urban Youth Academy on Tuesday. So next Tuesday, and we announced earlier today, we're going to have a special guest stopping by too.
General James MacArthur will be joining us live on set for Cody and Gold during that. Of course, that is the exact same day. We're going to go out to the K and be a part of MacArthur's 9th Infantry. I have officially ordered his special hat. For the first 40 people who join us out there that night, 5:30, Lot H is where we'll be. I've got 40 shirts, 40 hats ready for the people who come out and join us, who are going to sit in those sections near us. We're going to be in 151. If you're in 150, if you're in 152, if you're in the sections right behind us, whatever, right in that area, so there's enough of us sitting together. Giant banners made, shirts and hats are there.
We're good.
He's going to join us next Tuesday at the Urban Youth Academy. That day, the following day on the Wednesday, we'll be out there taking your youth sports equipment as well. So if you get a chance to donate the Urban Youth Academy, if you wanted to like see James MacArthur, he'll be there. And on the next Wednesday, we're excited because we'll be out at the K before the day game taking your used goods as well.
We're good to go. We'll talk more about James MacArthur, our general, with Vern coming up in about 15 minutes or so. Our Royals insider, get his perspective, because I still think like expectations out of whack. I don't know. The guy is top 6 in saves in baseball. And yeah, the home runs are a little concerning, but we're talking about 3 or 4 bad pitches. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, last night, his stuff was completely dominant and got 4 outs. It's a 4 out save. Like, keep that in perspective when we're discussing him. But we're excited to support with the MacArthur's 9th Infantry. And if you were watching on the video stream, I was holding up the T-shirts that you can get right now through Raygun or, like we said, Lot H next Tuesday, 5:30, out at Kauffman Stadium. Our friends over at Character Concerns Crew, Bink and Chris Unocera, did a great job throughout the draft, but their show continues in the offseason as well. And they were talking about these rookies that were drafted. And we had one of the Chiefs rookies in Kingsley Suamataia on the show yesterday. And maybe you think he's the answer to this, but they were throwing out the question a little bit about the rookie that has the most pressure on them heading into this offseason.
They did this conversation
camp.
Last year. I think you got in an argument with Bink about it.
Yeah, I can't remember who were we arguing about. I don't remember.
I remember you and Binkley not agreeing.
I can't remember who it was, though. I don't even remember the whole argument. Anyway, you and I may disagree. You and I might argue about this year's.
Could be.
Because
I think it's a fairly obvious answer.
Who do you think is obvious? I don't think it's all that obvious.
Okay, so normally if you're saying rookie with the most pressure put on them, let's just be honest here. I mean, for the most part, it's got to be the higher draft picks,
okay,
as they are the ones most likely to need to play. You know, they're going to be counting on them. So, like, look, I'll be honest. There's only two choices. It's not Jared Wiley or Jaden Hicks or anybody down there. It is either Xavier Worthy or Kingsley Suamataia. I think it's Kingsley because he could be asked to play either left or right tackle to start for this team. If he has to start, it's him. He has to protect Patrick Mahomes' blind side for 17 games as a rookie in the NFL. Xavier Worthy is the 4th receiving option. What pressure does he have?
So,
Rashee Rice suspension could come into play, certainly could add some more to it. But if you are the starting left tackle for this team going into week one, it's Kingsley. I mean, I know he's got other good offensive linemen around him. There's no doubt. But he's playing left tackle at the NFL level.
So I think it's Xavier Worthy.
Of course you couldn't agree on it.
I believe it's him for a couple reasons. One, it fits the criteria, as you said, one of the top picks. He literally was their top pick. They traded up to get him. That comes with pressure anyway. It's not his fault.
Sure, being a first-round pick at wide receiver.
But that comes with it. Him just being a wide receiver, period. I don't care where you're drafted. From a fan standpoint, naturally raises expectation. I think we expect a ton as fans out of wide receivers. This team drafted a rookie wide receiver. Why can't he be that? I think naturally, if you're Xavier Worthy, you walk into Kansas City with pressure, with expectation. You're the fastest man at the combine. Like, all of that,
sure.
People expect big
Mahomes.
Things. And then you add in, if Rice is out for half the year, even though you and I think that Justin Watson might actually end up being the biggest beneficiary of that.
Typically.
Fans are going to say, the guy we drafted in the first round, that's who we're expecting to step in. Rice has gone, we're good. We got Xavier Worthy. I'm just saying that, I think, is the fan setup, which causes there to be a lot of pressure. So I actually think it's him, because you're right. Kingsley's battling for left tackle. And if he's the starting left tackle, that is a ton of pressure on you. I just think fans don't pay attention to left tackle the way we all pay attention to wide receiver.
Sure, but we've also tempered expectation for rookie wide receivers in Kansas City for the most part. We all come out and say the same thing. Okay, Andy, he doesn't just let rookie wide receivers take over.
But people still try. But people still put crazy expectation on wide receivers. Whether it's we joked last year, the Richie James stuff. Like, whether it's a free agent wide receiver or a rookie, automatically, if you get signed to play or drafted to play wide receiver in Kansas City with Patrick Mahomes, everybody just naturally raises your pressure and expectation. Fair or not, it just happens.
Sure, there is part of it, but I also think that comes with left tackle, because if you're the reason this offense isn't going. Plenty of people have, like, almost literally any other left tackle has worked in this system. That was my whole point about taking a left tackle or spending high money on a left tackle here in the early going, is they've done Orlando Brown Jr. They've done, last year was Donovan Smith. They've done a lot of different options at left tackle under Patrick Mahomes, and it seems to have all worked fine, right? For the most part, he stays upright. He's better at sack avoidance than other people and all of those things to go with it. But if you're the failure in this, I think it's a lot. I don't think that they've started other offensive line rookies for this team with Patrick Mahomes, not at left tackle. They have consistently made it clear that they want a veteran option who they believe they can count on. That was Orlando Brown Jr. More recently, it was Donovan Smith instead of going with Wanye Morris. If they throw Kingsley into the left tackle starting spot, then I think that there is more pressure on him. The argument I would make for Worthy, obviously, is you're right. It's just attention. Attention on the position.
Yeah.
It's strong. Although I think they'll pay a lot of attention to Sua. Here locally.
Right this second, though. I get week one, if he's the starting left tackle, I'm with you. But right this second, I don't think people are putting more pressure on Kingsley than Xavier Worthy. I think I agree with you that if he wins the job, then yes. Starting left tackle, yeah.
That's a big job.
Right this second, though.
For a second-round pick.
Right this second, though, I think it's the wide receiver, just because we gravitate towards wide receivers. We just do as fans. It's fun. It's fantasy football. It's the sexier position. It's just how we view that. It's offense. We want points. That's why the league has made rules for offenses more than defenses in their favor. Like, I just think it's naturally where we gravitate.
Go ahead, Drew.
I'm in between. It's really tough for me to decipher who I think has more pressure under them, because of, on one hand, to Gold's point, you traded up for the wide receiver, and I know that you felt like you had to, or it was only a couple of spots, but you traded up for him. And with Rashee Rice missing some time, he's going to have to step up. If he didn't step up, the wide receiver room for the time that Rashee is out might as well be the exact same that it was last season. To your point, the Chiefs normally, to what you said, have a veteran option at that position.
Veteran options.
If they decide to go with Kingsley, they feel he's good enough that they didn't have to get a veteran option. So there's pressure on Kingsley to prove to himself and to the team that he's supposed to be that starter. There's caveats to both of them, but I think that there's a... I think that's why I take Kingsley. Because if he is the starting left tackle, it means that the Chiefs went away from the status quo because they feel he's good enough. So he has to be up to the billing.
Well, I hope he wins a left tackle job. We talked about throughout the whole draft process.
Because it speaks to confidence.
Yes, confidence. I think they need a long-term option at left tackle. That was a guy I thought they were going to draft in the first round. So if we're picking sides of who you hope wins the job, with all due respect to Wanya Morris, I hope it's Kingsley Suamataia.
I wonder too, just because of the fact that the Chiefs, because I think the argument you can make for without Worthy is, hey, the wide receiver room is the same, and they might have they might end with the fourth seed, like they win the division, but it's a little bit uglier because it's the same crew of weapons. But they won the Super Bowl under a similar circumstance where they found a way to make it happen, and then Rasheed's going to come back, so they'll be okay. That's why I think it's easier to not take Worthy, even though they traded up for him, and even though he's the first round pick.
Yeah, I think it's just how we judge the position. If Kingsley does win the job, and he's actually good, meaning we're not talking about him the first 3 weeks. That's a good thing for linemen. And so we're not talking about him. He's just doing his job. Like, there's something to be said that there's, internally, sure, pressure, but from the fans, first three weeks of the season, if Kingsley's just fine, nobody's probably talking about him. Nobody's actually all that critical. If Xavier Worthy, because he's wide receiver, if the offense is sluggish out of the gate, there's no Rice, we're like, man, this offense, here we go again. And Worthy's not doing anything, fans are only going to add more pressure. The only way I think Kingsley in season, if he's a starter, is pressure, truly, is if struggles week one. He's like, a turnstile left tackle. That's where the pressure just continues to ramp up. But that's why we had the conversation. It's kind of interesting. I think there's an argument for both, clearly, a little bit. Something we can get into, I'm sure, throughout the entire offseason and when we're up at training camp. Again, if you missed, we had Kingsley Suamataia on the show yesterday. You can go to 610sports.com in the Odyssey app, where we learned that basically he was so big as a kid that they wouldn't let him play football. We were like, hey, safety reasons, essentially. Can't play. You're too big, man.
You're too big. That's just so silly. Like, hey, look, he's like, I didn't play with kids my own age until I was like a senior in high school. Other than that, I was just playing with kids older than me.
Big time family guy, too. We learned that not only talking to him, but watching some prior interviews he had done back at BYU. Big time family guy, really close. That's why he went back from Oregon to BYU. He wanted to be closer to his family. So, the connection with Andy Reid and Kalani Sitake, the head coach at BYU, I think was also probably a reassurance even more for the Chiefs and why they drafted him.
I would hope so, because like for Kingsley, you're going to have to go through this again. It's another big life change. He's admitted in past interviews that move to Oregon was hard on him. It was hard for him. He felt very lonely. He said it was a difficult time for him during that stretch. And now he's going to have to redo that here in Kansas City. You would hope that he finds some comfort or some...
He said it reminded him of Utah.
Yeah, he said... But he mentioned
what he meant
the
by
way
that.
It looked. I was confused.
I don't
by
think
that.
He meant like scenery, right? Because
like the vibe of the city. Yeah. Just in...
People on the text line took it as like, dude, mountains? No. I'm assuming he just meant like, you know, the community aspect of it, and not so much like it looks like Utah. I've been to Utah. We don't have mountains. I don't think he meant it.
Since when?
I know, Cody. Yeah,
I love the mountains.
Oh man, mountains are beautiful. There's something about just being able to drive to just drive your everyday commute. Like that was the most jarring thing when I lived out in the Pacific Northwest for a little bit. Just the first month, dude, I couldn't help myself. Just driving to work, I was like, this just feels so weird, but like just seeing mountains in the distance was like mind boggling.
I think it is kind of confusing sometimes though, that you just get like, you get used to it.
Sure.
Where you're just like, oh man, you just look at the mountains every day. Like, no, I'm just driving to work. Relax. That was
the first month though. You are looking at the mountains.
asked that a lot when I worked at Skies. Cause it's that like revolving restaurant that looks over the city. Like, do you ever just get tired of this view? I'm like, lady, I don't care. What do you want to eat? Like, do you think I look at that? What do you mean? I'm here 5 days a week. I don't care. It doesn't matter. Those things are...
Someone said, don't forget, guys, Twin Peaks, Scenic Views. True. Drew's a big fan of the Twin Peaks. Scenic Views, May 23rd.
That's just going to keep on finding its way to...
Well, of course. See, just gonna, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how this works.
I know.
That's how this thing works with anything we say, anything we do. It sticks with the show forever. Which brings me to Nelson Velasquez last night. Mm-hmm. Nelly last night. Got going, hits a home run, ultimately really the game-winning home run.
Swing and a fly ball left field. Back goes Haggerty, still going, looking up, and it is gone! It's a three-run homer! The drought is over! Nelson Velasquez, a three-run homer, and the Royals take a 3-1 lead here in the seventh inning.
So that was Steve Stewart last night here on 610 Sports Radio. Getting out of the slump, hadn't hit a home run, as you heard
it's
from Steve
April
there.
4th.
It's been a bit. And on Tuesday, I said, hey, one time only am I ever going to request a song from you.
That's correct.
And I requested a song about Nelly.
That's correct. And I said, I had to think about it for a day.
Mm-hmm.
So you asked Monday. Tuesday, I sit around. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do the song for Alex. I got to figure out what song, but he wants a song so the Nelson Velasquez can start hitting. Mm-hmm. Okay. Last night, 6 o'clock, 6:30, get in front of the computer, start hammering out some lyrics. Found the song, decided what it was. I'm like, okay, start working on lyrics. Work on it for a while. It took me a while. There are a lot of lyrics to rewrite in the okay. song I chose.
All right.
Took me a while. I'm like 9:15, 9:20. 20 minutes before Velasquez hits his homer, right? Or maybe an hour. I don't know. Not that long before. Sitting on the couch. I'm like, I think I got it. Got it all put together. I live performed that song for my wife. The song was sung.
Okay.
The song was sung, and then Nelson Velasquez hit a home run and came through.
Cody.
Either way, I think some part of the credit comes because the song was coming. It was already in progress. We had decided it. It was in progress. It was requested. I was doing it. So the home run last night counts towards the song like everything else.
You sent out a tweet last night of a screenshot of a Google Doc title that just said Nelson Velasquez song, and immediately
I later sent out the edits to someone of like when they took place
and
to prove the time
credit.
Stamp.
This thing has gone too far. You're claiming that just that you were writing the song now led to the success. That's what you're claiming.
Yes.
I requested the song. Jake Eisenberg said to make it about home runs.
I also mentioned home runs in that comment.
And you are now saying, and by the way, I'm not asking for credit for Nelson Velasquez being a professional baseball player and being talented in a home run. I'm just saying, how on earth are we now at the point where you don't even sing the song on the show and you're trying to get credit?
But I did sing it. I just didn't have time to sing it on the show yet.
Oh, I don't know, man.
I would not have taken credit had you not asked for the song and I didn't do it. I would just let him live his life.
Okay.
But it just so happens you asked for a song because you're like, well, Cody's good luck. I'm finally bending a little bit here. I'm agreeing with you. I get the song put together. I get it written. It's about home runs. And then he hits a home run last night. I don't think that there's a mystery in that. And look, if you missed it earlier, I'd like to give you another chance to hear it.
We heard it for the first time today.
Yeah.
Post home run.
We played it in the 10 o'clock hour in the very early going. If you missed it earlier, this was the song Nelly.
I'm begging, begging you to hit the baseball hard out, Nelly. I'm begging, begging you, so hit your soaring home run, Nelly. Flying high, your home run king. You hit it hard and fast and had everything. You flew away, you crushed it then. But easy come and easy go and slumps will end. But anytime I sing, you get your flow. Yeah, anytime I sing, your hits will grow. Yeah, anytime I sing, you earn that dough. But I plan and see, just let me go. And I'm on my knees and I'm begging, cause I don't want to lose you.
Almost had a voice there.
Hey, yeah. I'm begging, begging you to hit the baseball hard out in L.A. I'm begging, begging you. So hit your soaring home run, darling. An empty shell you used to be. The home runs in your life now bring jubilee. A broken man, well, that's no mo. Won't even stand a puncher's chance to stop your goal. What we doing? We not chasing. No more bottom, no more basement. Yeah, you got good stuff, let's embrace it. You should feel the need to deep space it. Yeah, you're on the right track from the good. I want to paint a picture telling where we could be at. Like a heart in the best way we should. And you can hit away you have and you took the pain. Keep crushing bombs, keep hitting bombs. Keep hoping for that your home is yours. Keep going home, because I want to make sure that we live in a Nelly zone. Yeah, yeah, I'm begging.
I really cleaned it up.
Begging you.
All right, what do you think? Yeah. That's not bad, man.
The original song is, for you said we wouldn't recognize the original song.
I wasn't sure if you'd heard that song or not.
Absolutely did. It's actually a really good song. I thought this was higher than the Melendez song on the list. I think this is, I think
Energy.
It's Pasquantino, Michael, and now Nelly ahead of the Melendez song.
That's just a great song.
I think that, the song, I have no issue with the song overall. I still think that, we'll see. We'll get Vern on the show here in a little bit and talk about it. But for
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The way the song is broken down, I'm impressed on the quick turnaround. I'm very impressed.
I mean, I had to do that in like a day.
Yes. I'll give you credit on that. I'm impressed by the turnaround. I still don't think you can take credit for the home run when you didn't sing it on the show yet.
But and I did so sing it. Now, it occurred.
Because if you would have gone 0 for 4 last night, I don't think you'd be telling us that you had the song done.
You wouldn't just be waiting till Friday.
I don't think you would have sent out the Google Doc. I don't think you would have told us you sang to your wife. And that's the challenge I have with this.
You think that I'm only taking credit because something good
happened. Of course.
I mean, come on.
Yes.
What part of my history would suggest that?
Somebody said the breakdown of credit should be Alex 90%, Jake 10%, and Cody 0%.
Look, I told you, I'm not asking for credit for Velasquez's home run. I'm taking issue with now we've jumped the shark to where...
saying that I don't deserve it.
To where the song's not even sung, and now, we're...
Yeah, I feel like
that's the problem,
I do
you
think
know?
There is an official nature to it, where even if you did sing it for your wife, I don't know if it really counts until
she would verify for it.
But the audience has to know. I mean, we do a radio show. It only applies if our audience can actually hear the song.
I believe you sung it to your wife, but I think that until you do it on the show, it's not.
I disagree.
It's not official.
I just disagree with that assessment. I don't think that's how it works.
You basically leaked the song to your wife, but it wasn't official until you just.
The reason why I don't even know if that part matters. It's just pretty simple. If we honestly get the straight answer, which is, would you have told us you had the song done and sent out a Google Doc last night if Velasquez went 0 for 4? No. You wouldn't know.
You can't prove that.
You would not.
It doesn't matter.
You would not.
Technically, we're never going to know.
Irrelevant.
Technically,
by the way,
we won't know.
Text line is always exactly the same. From the 785, I'm organizing a section at the K to protest all Cody songs.
It's mixed.
From the 816, by far my favorite Cody Tap song.
Yeah.
Threw up in my mouth a little bit. This is a new low. I am sorry. Cody, it's your best one yet. Banger. So, like, just never.
Somebody said the original song is terrible and your version is better.
I like the original song.
All right, let's talk some more about the Royals, though. We'll get Vern's perspective on this, and also if he agrees with us about our assessment of General James MacArthur next. Back here on Cody and Gold, we'll get to the random question of the day here in 10 minutes or so. If you're trying to watch on video stream, internet issues in the building, so you're not alone, unfortunately. That's why the stream has dropped. It wasn't because of the singing or anything like that. No. It was because internet.
Can't use it on my laptop. It's dead.
Yeah. Text line, I think, is still kind of working, but just a heads up. Some of you were asking on the text line if the stream was down, and yes. Unfortunately, the last 15 minutes or so, it did.
It's going to listen to our voices instead.
That's right. You'll be listening to Vern here in about an hour and a half, a little afternoon. Josh Vern, you're
I as, thought you were about to say afternoon delight, and I was going to die.
No.
The way you said it sounded like another word was coming. I was like, calm down.
No. I mean, for some, it might be. I don't know. Vern joins us now, by the way, our Royals insider. You're going to hear him at 2 o'clock. It might be, for some of you, delightful whenever Vern is on the air. What's up, man?
What's going on, guys? All right, so if I can't listen to the song on YouTube, can I at least download it on Apple Music?
I'm going to get that stuff up.
It's on Twitter right now, actually.
It's my goal over the next 2 weeks, Vern, to put all the songs that I still have access to up on, like, Spotify or something. I'll just get a playlist together that you can go find.
I mentioned it. You know how this city gets. If this team continues to do it, you better start. Do they still make CDs? If they do, put it on a CD.
I don't know if you're aware of the debate, though, a disagreement Drew and I have had with Cody on regards to last night. Earlier in the week, I requested a Nelly song. I said, hey, it's time. It needs to be this week. Let's get him going. That's the only time I'm going to request a Royals song. And sure enough, Cody agreed yesterday. Sure, I'll have a song for you guys on Friday. Of course, right. Nelly hits the home run last night. Immediately, Cody goes on social media.
Screenshots.
Probably already sang it.
Vern's been listening. Screenshots at Google Doc. And Cody now wants credit without having said the song or sang the song.
But he did.
I did sing it. Didn't sing it on the air, Vern.
So now we just anything.
The world exists outside the show, Gold.
But he didn't. Did he perform it at Grinders down in Crossroads last night? I wasn't aware.
A performance is a performance.
That's correct.
He didn't perform.
A miracle. the performance of a miracle is the performance of a miracle, regardless where it happens.
I just want as long as this is the precedent we have all set. I'm just saying that if Nelly would have gone 0-for-4 last night, Vern, Cody would have gotten credit for that too, or no?
If the song was completed, yes.
Oh, but you wouldn't have told us the song was completed. That's my issue, Vern. That's all it is.
We can change. You know, we can change the question all we want. Uh-huh. All I know is Nelly got nice last night. And
he did.
You know, when Michael Garcia was hitting .164, Cody sang for him. And since his batting average is right around .300, when Vinny Pasquantino was hitting .108, what did Cody do? He sang for Vinny. And what happened since?
It's true.
A batting average right around .300, an OPS north of .900. I'm just going to say thank you, Cody, and please keep it up.
Vern, these are all true things. I would just like to say, by the same logic, though, I know for a fact Cody sang this song to his wife on all of those prior to airing on our show. In some of those games, Michael Garcia was 0-for-3.
I'm telling you that.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay, he's hitting .289. Come on.
Exactly, Vern. Yeah, fine. You know what? Attach me to the one game before I sang, and it's still fine.
Okay.
I
just choose to give Nelly the credit. That's all. You know, that's all I'm saying. He's a professional baseball
player.
I'm
not going to fight you on that. He deserves some.
In all seriousness, In all seriousness, though, how big could that be if Nelly gets going for this team?
Well, it's huge for him. Like we talked about last week, this is why he was given the job. It's not as if he earned this job in spring training. He earned it last year after the trade by hitting a home run 10% of the time when he comes to the dish. That hasn't happened this season. As you know, the home run last night, the first big fly in 109 plate appearances. That's why you're on the team. You're either doing that or what are you doing on this team? And, you know, can he keep it up? Let's hope. Do they need him to? You know, certainly. Especially if Michael Massey's not going to hold it down in the five spot, if he's not going to offer that protection for Salvador Perez. You're going to need Massey or Velasquez or Melendez or Renfro. One of them needs to be that slugger in the five spot. Now, maybe they take turns over the course of the next few weeks before somebody locks it in. And with this pitching, this defense, and that team speed, it's good enough. But I'm not going to make too much out of Nelly's home run last night other than Cody's a miracle worker, because aside from that 3-run home run in the seventh inning, he still punched out 3 times and looked silly in a couple of those ABs.
When you look at what the rest of the lineup is doing, obviously at some point we're just going to assume number one on the shopping list, if they maintain this level of play, is going to be a bat, right?
Well, again, yeah. I want to go to the bullpen right now. That's where I would look. Because again, you know, this team is just so elite when it comes to pitching, defense, and team speed. And I don't know how much more you would need out of this lineup.
Okay.
Nelson, MJ, Massey, Renfro. If we're still concerned about those names, all four of them. When that calendar flips to June, maybe my answer is different, but there's just so much more time for those guys to lock it in, right? 44 games into the season, a quarter into the season, it's, you know, they've all had their moments. Renfro's swinging it as well as he has all year right now. MJ started off strong. Nelly started off strong. When Massey returned, he was hitting the ball very well. So they've all had their moments, at least enough moments that lets me say here today, you know, give them 2 more weeks. Let's wait till the calendar flips to June before we say that's the number one priority. Because when I watch this team right now, I just need a few more lockdown arms in that bullpen, and this might be a playoff-ready team, in my opinion, pitching, defense, team speed-wise.
How about how Q managed that bullpen last night? I mean, 4 outs from Schreiber, 4 outs in a save for General MacArthur out there. And I think when you look at knowing who's next up in your rotation today, like, I thought that was a pretty smart approach in how they kind of went for it last night with both their arms in the back end of the bullpen.
And an off day coming up on Thursday, another off day after the 6-game homestand. Yeah, listen, right now the two... Well, you know what? Angel Zerpa's been pitching really well. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to slight him, but and you saw him. He was up, ready to go, just in case they had to pull James MacArthur in the ninth inning last night. Those right now were the three guys that appear fearless, the guys that appear to want the ball in the big moment. MacArthur, Schreiber, Angel Zerpa, that's a nice 1-2-3, but every game they pitch in from here on out is the biggest game they've ever pitched in. So I would like to see another arm. Maybe it's Stratton. Maybe it's Will Smith. I would like to see another one of those arms step up to the forefront and take on some of those high leverage innings because they've been there before. Right now it's a handful of kids. So whether they have to go out this trade deadline and find that veteran reliever, so be it. But the way that Q has handled this bullpen, it's I go to this often, but it dates back to December, man. Everything about this team dating back to the offseason has been aggressive, and Q's managing is no different.
So you're saying MacArthur, he's a general now. He's not quite lieutenant general, which we're not calling him that either. That could come.
Texter wanted to demote him last night. A texter wrote in and said, you know, nice job picking up the save. I'm a big fan of James MacArthur's, but I think he needs to take a step down to colonel. I don't really know the ranks, but he says that's a step down.
He's got 10 saves, top 10 in baseball in saves. The home runs, yeah, it's a little concerning, but also, like, nobody's saying he's Mariano Rivera.
Yeah. Yeah. We were all spoiled by HDH.
Right? Yeah, and Herrera still had a 3-season stretch, Vern, where he gave up a lot of homers.
Yeah, Herrera actually had a stretch just like this. 4 home runs in a 5-game stretch. He did that back in 2013. Jeff Montgomery had 5 such stretches like this, and he's the greatest closer this franchise has ever seen. Really, when I look in MacArthur's home runs, there's really only one that bothers me, and that's one that follows walks. And that happened against the Milwaukee Brewers on the recent homestand. But a solo home run, man, Greg Holland gave up so many solo home runs back in the day, but oftentimes, solo home runs aren't going to kill you. It's the walk before the home run that ends up biting in the backside. So I got no issue. That just means you're aggressive, I think, in the zone. That, you know, last night he fell behind and had to come into Mitch Haniger, and he paid for it. So stay in the zone. Strike one's always going to be your best friend.
Vern, what do you think about Alec Marsh's season so far, as in how long he's able to maintain it? We know he missed a little bit of time, but I don't know, his first start back looked like he had the same juice he had before. He's obviously going to go in the day game here coming up in a couple of hours from now. How long can Alec Marsh keep this up?
Man, that's a great question. I have no reason to believe this isn't who he is. This is who I wanted him to be, who I thought he could be when I watched him after being drafted in 2019. He always had the build that I liked, always had the big fastball, always had great strikeout stuff, always had a great mentality, great energy, great competitiveness. He's got a lot of the singer gene as far as, I want you to know that I'm the best one out here. It's not arrogance. He's a humble dude, but he's a competitor, and he wants you to know that I'm better than you. So I always liked that about Alec Marsh, and now seeing him thrive at the big league level, man, it raises another question to me. Now, it's a question that likely doesn't need to be answered until this offseason, but if you want to dive deep into it, you know, can Alec Marsh replace Brady Singer? You know, you see MLB.com release their list of guys that could be moved at the deadline, and one executive named Brady Singer. Now, I don't think Brady Singer is going to be moved this year at the deadline, but this offseason, 2 years remaining under team control, that would be the time to do it, right? Waka's likely to return. You have Seth Lugo coming back. Cole Reagans is still under team control. You know, you still have Daniel Lynch down there as some depth in the minor leagues, and guys like Mason Barnett and Chandler Champlain waiting to come up from Double A. So Alec Marsh, can he be the guy in 2025 that takes the spot of Brady Singer? Because if you say no, well, then this rotation we're watching right now is going to be the exact same rotation in 2025. That's not a bad thing. But if you can bolster your farm system and still have a rotation in 2025 of Reagans, Lugo, Waka, Marsh, and a number five, that ain't too shabby. That'd be very Cleveland Guardians forward thinking-like.
Before we let you go, this weekend we know the Royals back in town, and the big celebration for the 2014 World Series team that obviously the following year would go on to win the World Series. What do you think this weekend could be like? Because the weather's shaping up to be pretty damn good, too. The team's playing great baseball. 30,000 plus each night?
I don't know about every game. Certainly Friday. No doubt Friday. Friday should be packed because that's the pregame ceremony with everyone. Wade Davis brings the people to the yard. So I think Saturday's going to be near, if not more than 30,000. Sunday's a question mark, but certainly 20 to 25. But here on out, man, if this continues, if they remain one of the best teams in Major League Baseball, you know, 20, 25 plus every single weekend game at home should be the expectation, because so far the men and women of Kansas City have been men and women of their words. You give us a winner, we'll come out and support, and they've been doing just that.
Vern will be on coming up at 2 o'clock. We'll hand things off to him. Appreciate it, and we'll be listening here in a little while.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Vern's on deck show, 2 o'clock, as the Royals wrap up their series in Seattle. A 3:07 first pitch. Yeah,
oh, West Coast baseball. I'm tired of staying up late to watch them. Telling myself, like, I'm not staying up to watch this whole game. It's kind of late. And then last night was interesting. It was 1-0. And then all of a sudden, yeah, I was up the entire night.
Full disclosure, I was about 5 minutes from saying, all right, going to bed when Nelly stepped up. And then I stayed up for the rest of the game, of course. Because then I'm like, well, I got to see the general. So I had to stay up.
I got to see MacArthur come in.
So, yeah, no, I'm with you. It's kind of nice to have a game end a little bit earlier. Although, look, when they're winning, you're willing to stay up late and watch the team. There's a reason to do that, to stay up and listen. And then this afternoon, if you're driving around still working, obviously, listen to 610, and the game will be right here. Eisenberg will be on the call.
As a reminder, if you'd like to see James MacArthur in real life, he'll be joining us next Tuesday at the Kansas City Urban Youth Academy. Our show is going to be broadcasting live there from 10 until 2. I do not know which he'll be joining us yet.
Yeah.
But he'll be joining us during the show. The Let's Play Sports Equipment Drive will be taking place during that time. Obviously, you can go donate at Gates Barbecue or go to 610sports.com and get him off to those locations. But we're going to be live at the Urban Youth Academy, and James MacArthur, at least, I think, from right now from the team, will be joining us, possibility some others. But at least James MacArthur will be out there, which is perfect timing, as you know, because we'll be at the K Tuesday night.
Yeah, it's going to be another dollar dog night and hopefully a good crowd. Weather shaping up next Tuesday even to be pretty darn good for us out there above the Royals bullpen. We got our big banner today from our friends over at the Single Source Printing in Lenexa. We appreciate their help putting together. This banner's pretty good size too, man.
Oh, that's good size. We're going to need multiple people to hold it. Where Alex and I are going to sit further apart.
Yeah, something like that. So hope to see you guys next Tuesday.
Random question.
For you, Gold. For you, Drew. Over in the text line, 913-586-7610. Of course, normally I would say you could hit us up on the stream, but if you usually watch on the stream, it's down due to severe internet issues here at Odyssey Incorporated. but the question I have for you today is related to an announcement yesterday. Remember, we've been talking about all this upfront week, so everyone's announcing all the cool new projects they got coming. Well, part of that was Amazon announced that they're going to be doing a Jeopardy spinoff, pop culture edition, movies, music, sports. So the question I have for you is, how much better would you be at that version of Jeopardy than the original version of Jeopardy? I think a lot of people think, like, I think I'd be mediocre Jeopardy. My wife, much better if we go to, like, a trivia night than I am. I'm better in these categories. TV, movies, music, sports. This is way more. I think I might do twice as well in this version of Jeopardy.
I would imagine most people, I know I'm going to answer, yeah. I mean, it's not going to be great, but it's going to be better than just regular Jeopardy. Do you have a better chance? Do you have a better chance at succeeding at Pop Culture
or
Jeopardy?
Knowing an Ottoman Empire leader?
Yeah, no, Pop Culture Jeopardy. That for sure would be the answer. I still don't know how great that would be, and it would still be very challenging.
Did you watch the sports one? Like,
good.
I was going to say, did you watch the sports one for a while?
With Dan Patrick?
Yeah.
I watched clips. I never, it didn't last very long. I don't think many people were watching that. It was on like Crackle or something.
Crackle?
I think that's what it was on.
Is that the channel it was
on? No, I think it was on like Crackle. It's an app. It may even still exist, but the show doesn't. Dan Patrick hosted Sports Jeopardy, watched a few of those. You're right, though. The pop culture one, if you play bar trivia with a group of friends, it's going to be closer to that. So yeah, I think you would have a better chance at success than just flat out regular Jeopardy, where if you didn't know everything about the Roman Empire, you're screwed that day in that particular category.
They're saying we'll cover music, film, TV, stage, so like, you know, Broadway stuff, sports, and more. It'll begin on Prime Video here shortly. I mean, I think honest to God, because there's not Alex Trebek anymore, there's a decent shot this will be my preferred Jeopardy moving forward, because Trebek is part of what made the old Jeopardy great. Not I listen to these other people, they're not as good at it. You've already established what you think Jeopardy sounds and looks like with the other host, and I never readjusted like you did with Drew Carey and Bob Barker for Price is Right. I feel like I might just adopt this new one as my new Jeopardy on the other end. Drew, how do you think you'd do?
I think I would do okay. I would do better than the original Jeopardy, for sure. I don't know if I would be great as good as you guys, though, at the pop culture one.
How are you at bar trivia? How are you guys at bar trivia?
Okay.
All right.
You're not the anchor, but you're not.
No.
You know, you're not like the worst person.
Like most people, there's a couple categories or themes where you're like, well, I'm feeling great, and there's a few where you're like, oh shoot, we're screwed. That still happens. There's never like, oh, it doesn't matter what category, I'm good to go. No, there's always still going to be. There's definitely going to still be categories where you're like, oh, we're screwed. Like I just played recently with a group. I can't remember one of the categories.
You guys want to go out and do some trivia together?
We can do it.
I'm down to.
Well,
my wife's very good. She'd be a good member of our team.
We got to have the right mix. The challenging thing we've run into sometimes is too many brains. Okay. You got to have a mix, because then everybody's second guessing. And then you're like, you know, we ran into that. There was way too many of us recently when we played. And so one person would feel good, and then they talk that person out. Well, no, that didn't. And too many. You got to eventually
set up. Too many cooks in the kitchen. We need some dummies?
You're
saying we need too many brains? We need some stupid people on this team. Stop gumming up the works. Let the smart people work.
It is okay to phrase it that I will be the stupid person on the team. I will be the idiot.
It's truly just the amount of people. Like, it's not even the intelligence thing. It is just that when you get 8 people instead of just 5, sometimes it's just too many, because everybody, you know, thinks they know the answer and they make good points, and then you talk yourself out of the correct answer. And we've run into that before.
I mean, that's just part of playing trivia,
right?
You know? Just trust you. All I think matters is
true. Twin Peaks, Friday night trivia. Perfect. There you go.
Are they doing trivia for that?
I don't know. During the Bikini Bash trivia. Perfect.
Do they do trivia at Twin Peaks, Drew?
I don't know. You're the Twin Peaks guy now.
Hang on.
That's you.
You're our liaison.
Friday night was the very first time I have ever been to Twin Peaks or Hooters in my life.
What'd you get to eat?
Some wings. They were great, by the way.
Classic.
That's understandable.
They were great. Yeah.
Should be. I mean, that's a.
I will be the person where, if you are, Cody, if you or Gold, if you are convinced that an answer is correct, but I have to be the, if it's my turn to make the decision, I will, I am not one of the people who will say.
Who's going to talk you out of it?
Who's going to veto anybody?
Sounds good to me.
Correct.
I'm definitely
absolutely.
Like,
that'll be me.
If somebody's got like a pretty reasonable answer, I'm like, look, we don't have to beat our heads against the wall for the next 45 minutes. That sounds pretty close. Let's just go with that. I think we put a good team together. We just got to look for a trivia that's maybe like somewhere in the middle area between all of us. We'll find something.
Yeah, we should do something like that.
Just know, the Broadway, no.
The what?
I don't know if this is a listener.
Broadway
We
questions.
Can let people we know. Not Broadway. Well, yeah, I mean, the stage one's tougher.
Yes.
I mentioned Little Shop of Horrors on this show like 3 weeks ago. And you're both looking at me like I'm crazy.
I've never heard of that.
Someone says Twin Peaks. That's Cody's going to be singing and playing the guitar this Friday in Olathe during the Bikini Bash.
I don't know how to play guitar.
Someone says, "Can Drew host the gold dating game with the Twin Peaks girls?"
What if we do your dating game this summer, but only for current employees of Twin
Peaks.
I'm
sure they would just love that. That doesn't seem like a problem for Twin Peaks.
There'd be a
lot
of
forcing them to be on the dating show.
Well, we could ask them if they want to be. No one said forcing. Jeez.
but you were just.
I mean, there are a lot of Twin Peaks locations. We could just find
four
willing employees. I didn't say they had to like.
Yeah, but you're like
get an hourly rate to come in here.
But you're just like, let's see if they want to do it. Like.
Single and you're an interesting guy, you know? I thought maybe that was going to be the case.
If you get a question wrong, you take a shot. Somebody else says that could be an interesting night.
Those are good games for God. What there was a game that we played in college, and I can't remember what it was for exactly. But somebody said there was somebody that was so repetitive in what they said, in either hosting a game show or on a game show, that all right, this person says this word, we're taking a shot.
Oh no!
And those turn into obviously dangerous games, because by the end of it.
You can do it with anybody who talks for 4 hours. You've got a good buzz. You could do that on this show, and someone could get good and drunk. We could create a Cody and Gold drinking game, and Cody repeats, well, Alex, take a shot.
My birthday once, we tried doing the shots, remember? And we were successfully doing them, and then...
And then the boss is like, hey, you guys aren't really taking shots, right? You're just doing it for radio. Like, yeah!
You definitely weren't taking
you know
shots.
What? Yep.
And this was before the video stream.
Oh,
that was before the video stream
where there
existed.
Had been real evidence of us taking them.
That's right. All right, coming up next, we will get to the 1 o'clock hour. I don't know why this individual was surprised. It's exactly how it played out. Of course, it was always going to play out this way. We'll explain that. That's coming up next here on Cody and Gold.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.